So how can a community avoid guru groupism?
Okay.
Actually, just now before I came here, I was just with His Grace Burijan Prabhu, and he was telling me, we were discussing various things. So he said that you may say that I am a Radhanath Swami disciple, and you may say that I am a disciple of Radhanath Swami. Is there a difference between the two? So I thought about it. I said, I am a Radhanath Swami disciple. When I say, that means Radhanath Swami disciple is one group and I belong to that group. So the identification is primarily with the group. As when I say, I am a disciple of Radhanath Swami, that means the focus is on the discipleship. That I am a disciple of a spiritual master. So quite often, when we come to a spiritual organization also, we bring our material ego with us. So for example, you know, in India there is nationalism. So the idea is, Mera Bharat Mahan. Many Indians say that. But, you know, they don't know anything about India's spiritual world. They ask, they don't even know one verse from Bhagavad Gita. And why is Mera Bharat Mahan? Why is India great? Because I was born in India. So for me, the greatness of India is simply an extension of my false ego. So like that, unfortunately, when we come to spiritual organizations, we bring that ego into the spiritual circles also. So we think, yes, I am great and therefore my guru must be the greatest. And therefore, we try to promote our spiritual master a lot. But Prabhupada, in a very beautiful lecture which he gave, on the Vyasa Puja offering of his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he said, the guru is one, although he may manifest in many forms. So ultimately, Krishna Vande Jagadguru. It is Krishna who is manifesting to guide us through various spiritual masters. And Krishna is unlimitedly attractive. And Krishna manifests his attractiveness through different spiritual masters. That means, Krishna, to one soul, Krishna may manifest his attractiveness through one spiritual master. To another soul, Krishna may manifest that same attractiveness through another spiritual master. But it is Krishna who is attracting them. It is Krishna who is attracting people. And when we say share Krishna consciousness with others, and we attract people towards Krishna. So if we have this mentality of the extended false ego, then we think that, oh, my group should become bigger. And so people who come to my group, they should become, they should come to my group. But if we think that actually this soul is a part of Krishna, and my duty is to help this soul to become attracted to Krishna. So whichever medium through which Krishna manifests his attractiveness and attracts this soul, that is fine. Because that person is essentially meant to be attracted towards Krishna. And when we have this understanding, this spiritual understanding of the dynamics of what is happening, it is not we who are bringing somebody to become a devotee. You know, we may think, oh, I preach to you, so therefore you should take initiation from my spiritual master. First of all, to think that I preach to you, I made you into a devotee, that itself is an illusion. Now, Prabhupada is Mahabhagavat. And when Prabhupada is composing the Markine Bhagavata Dharma, and Markine Bhagavata Dharma is the song that Prabhupada composed when he was on Jaladuta. And there, what is he praying? He is not saying that, oh, I am going to make all these Americans into devotees. Prabhupada is saying, Krishna, by your mercy, please make my words understandable to them. And then he says, Tomara Ichchai Sabha Hoi Mayavash. Tomara Ichchai Nasha Mayara Parash. He says, it is by your will that all people have come under illusion. It is by your will that people can come out of illusion. If you desire, O Lord, that people come out of illusion, then please make my words understandable to them. So Prabhupada is himself not thinking that I am making someone into a devotee. He's simply saying that Krishna, by his will remove illusion and inspire people to become devoted to him. Let me just be an instrument. So if we have that mood of being an instrument, then we can avoid this sort of guru groupism. Now, there is another point here that there is a natural identification. Yes, if I am initiated by a particular spiritual master, then others who are initiated by the spiritual master, there is natural affinity between them. But this sort of affection cannot be legislated. It cannot be legislated. Sometimes, some of my closest friends are devotees who are disciples of other spiritual masters. Now, relationships cannot be mandated. So if we focus too much on externals, then we forget the principle of bhakti. The principle of bhakti is we want to develop relationship with Krishna, we want to help others develop relationship with Krishna, and we want to develop relationships with those who have relationship with Krishna. So if others are also disciples of the same spiritual master, that may and that can act as an impetus for us to develop relationship with them. But it is not necessary that our relationship will only be with them. So we need to keep our spiritual focus in mind. Our spiritual focus is that we want to love Krishna and we want to inspire others to love Krishna. And whatever is favorable for that, we need to do that. We are keeping the spiritual focus in mind, we can avoid